This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. military says its forces opened fire on Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea, killing several of them in an escalation of the maritime conflict linked to the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking three of the four boats. No damage to U.S. personnel or equipment was reported. I'm Julie Walker.
German authorities say they have detained three more people in connection with the reported threat of an attack on the Cologne Cathedral over the holiday period. The detention Sunday morning come only days after a 30-year-old Tajik man was taken into custody in relation to an alleged plot to attack the world-famous cathedral by Islamic extremists in the western German city. The suspects were detained in the western cities of Duisburg, Herne, and Durin, and their apartments were also searched there. German news agency DPA reports that all four suspects allegedly belong to a larger network that includes people across Germany and in other European countries. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military spy satellites and build more nuclear weapons. North Korea's Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that Kim made the comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to set state objectives for 2024. KCNA said Kim called for, quote, overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is